Welcome to the Midlife Purpose Podcast, where we talk about all things midlife and menopause. This is a place where you can come and break societal norms, raise the taboo on menopause, and redefine the narrative of midlife. Providing empowerment here, you become the healthiest, wealthiest, highest version of yourself. I teach you how to take back your me. I'm your host, Ginger Monzo. Well, today is another Midlife Empress Podcast special guest, and I am truly excited about today's podcast guest. I love bringing guests on that add value to our listeners, and I absolutely love this beautiful woman. Her and I met through her sister, whom I adore also. I adore both of them, and, you know, her and I are extremely passionate about helping women in menopause. It's something that we absolutely love. And she's a board certified nurse practitioner with specialty training in hormone optimization. So I feel like we have the right person here right now, right? I think you would agree with me. She has been in the nursing field for 25 years, okay? And she's been practicing as a nurse practitioner for the past 8 years. And she owns and operates Sour Lake Health and Wellness, which is a brick and mortar clinic in Sour Lake, Texas. So she also is an InTouch nurse practitioner that has a direct practice that services all of Texas. Is she a busy woman or what? Yes. She is very passionate about helping clients achieve true wellness and optimal health in all areas, including hormone balance. And I am so, so honored right now to introduce to you Lacey Guidry. Welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you here.
Hi, Ginger. Thanks for having me.
You know, I always like to start the show with what's your story in this?
I think from a personal perspective or personal position, I had a complete hysterectomy at the age of 30 and was thrusted right into full-on menopause. Even as, you know, a nurse, a practicing nurse with medical background, I wasn't quite prepared for that experience. Mm-hmm. And a lot of conversation around what does that look like? What does that feel like? And what options do I have as far as ways to manage this newfound misery? Because that's what it was. Yes. And so that was in 2012, I believe. There was not a lot of talk about bioidentical hormone replacement or natural alternatives. You know, there was just the standard, you know, here's your patch, here's your pill kind of thing. And so just kind of navigating through that whole process personally and knowing that that wasn't a good fit for me. And it definitely didn't feel natural or normal to me. That kind of set me off on my journey or my quest to find a better option, to find something that, you know, would help women kind of transition from that premenopause to peri and postmenopause. And so personally, that's kind of my story. That's how I developed a keen interest in hormone optimization and hormone balancing and wellness. And then after, you know, finishing NP school, I kind of made that my focus. I knew that that was something that I always wanted to be able to bring to my patients and to the women that I do service and care for, just so that they have the comfort of having that conversation and knowing that I don't have to suffer alone through this. There are options, and it doesn't have to be traditional pharmaceutical intervention. It can be more naturopathic. It can be bioidentical. There's lots of different things that are available now.
And so I think it's extremely crucial that at this time in menopause and whichever stage that you're in, you know, pre, peri, and menopause, we have to pay attention to our bodies and we have to pay attention and stop trying to guess at what's happening, you know, like we all miss. And this is one of the main reasons that I started this podcast, because being a woman in menopause for 7 years and not knowing where to turn, like you said, just getting handed a this or a that and go do this and that, you know, right. That's not something that I truly wanted, you know, being the woman that I am and in menopause for 7 years, the first 3 years of my menopause were, like you said, it was hellacious. It was crazy. And, you know, my story is a little bit different. You know, you got thrown into it. I came into it naturally. And my story is so, is crazy because I couldn't walk and I had no idea what was going on in my body. I just kept trying to guess at it and guess at it. And if I can say anything to any of you women listeners out there, don't try to guess at what's happening in your body, because I know that menopause has many different symptoms. And Lacey, tell me, what are the main common symptoms of menopause and perimenopause that you see a lot of?
Clinically, it ranges, honestly, Ginger, from woman to woman. Some women just feel not themselves. You know, it's not that they're having severe hot flashes, night sweats, the more classic symptoms that we have come to know as being, you know, associated with menopause. A lot of times it's just that they feel extremely fatigued, just exhausted. Right. They can't focus or concentrate on things. We call that brain fog.
Yes, that's huge.
So it can be anything from brain fog to severe fatigue, joint pain and joint stiffness, new onset anxiety and depression, low sex drive, painful intercourse, vaginal dryness, hot flashes, night sweats, not being able to sleep at night, obviously mood swings. That's the most famous symptom that we hear about, you know, especially from men, the mood swings that are associated with peri and postmenopause. And so it's really kind of different for every woman, but I would say that there's not a cookie cutter set of symptoms of peri or postmenopause. It's different for every individual, and the degree of severity is different for every person. I treat women that have never had a hot flash or a night sweat, but they're definitely in full-on menopause, postmenopause. And then, you know, I treat some that don't struggle with mood swings, don't struggle with anxiety, depression, but they're so stiff and their joints are so achy. They can't exercise the way that they used to. They're not sleeping well because their hips are hurting so bad. Hair loss, hair thinning, brittle, coarse hair, dry skin. Those are the most common symptoms. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's important for women to know that even if they're not in that box, so to speak, of the most common or the most well-known symptoms, if they feel off, if you feel like something is totally not your norm, talk to your provider. And if they don't listen, you're not with the right provider.
Exactly. I love that you said that, because, you know, a lot of times in cases like mine, I just got thrown this paper that showed statistics on it. And that was scary for me. Right. And that's all the more reason why I feel like it's great that you and I are doing what we're doing, because we have to be a support system for women. And we have to be the support that when they get thrown whatever they're thrown, hey, we can help. You know, don't stop at that. So, you know, the number one question that I get are, what are the options? I know for me, what are the options of, you know, what's out there? And like for me, I'm holistic. I've been in the holistic phase of controlling my symptoms for years now. And like you said, everyone is different, right? So for me, it's not that I'm against, you know, hormone replacement of any sort. Right. It's just that for me, as genetics being the background, my doctor says it's probably your best interest that you try to control these symptoms naturally and holistically.
Right.
So like, you know, everyone's different. It just depends on who you are and what your doctor says. And, you know, genetics, I think, do have something to do with this. We need to pay attention to that also. So what are some of the available options for women who are considering hormone replacement therapy?
To simplify it, Ginger, there are basically two categories. There are synthetic hormone options, and then there are natural or bioidentical. And so the synthetic hormone replacement options would be like your Premarin, your Prempro, the commercially prepared products or medications from Big Pharma. And then the other side of the spectrum would be bioidentical, which is essentially a plant-based hormone replacement therapy.
And that's the Bio-T, right? Is that what they call it?
Bio-T is one method.
Okay.
Bioidentical. And so bioidentical just means that it is molecularly, structurally identical to what your ovaries and you personally made when you were premenopausal, when your ovaries were present or your ovaries were still kind of, you know, doing their job of making estrogen. And so as far as bioidenticals go, you mentioned Bio-T. So Bio-T is one option or one method of bioidentical hormone replacement. Bio-T is a method, essentially. Mm-hmm. And their method is centered around a pellet. Mm-hmm. It is plant-based testosterone and or estrogen compressed into a pellet form. That pellet is implanted in the subcutaneous tissue in a small office procedure. No recovery time. You go home with a little bandage over your insertion site. You pick up the hormone directly into the bloodstream from that pellet. So every time the heart beats, you're circulating blood around the pellets, and you're picking up your hormone directly into the bloodstream systemically.
Wow.
And so it is a slow or sustained release method. Mm-hmm. That pellet is completely absorbed, metabolized within a period of 3 to 5 months. There's no leftover byproduct. There's nothing left behind. You metabolize and use all of the hormone.
Wow. That's so informative. Thank you so much for that. So what are some of the costs and considerations for that replacement therapy that you mentioned?
What I try to do in my own practice, Ginger, is try to find the solution that works best for the individual. And the things that need to be considered, obviously, cost, pellet therapy, depending on who the provider is, what method they go, whether it's Bio-T or some other, you know, company that manufactures the pellet. Pellet therapy is going to run about $300 to $350 per procedure, and that's every 3 to 5 months. The second most common hormone replacement therapy that I prescribe is a compounded bioidentical rapid dissolve tablet or topical gel. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same exact bioidentical testosterone, estrogen, and even progesterone in that method. It's just made into a topical cream or gel that's applied directly onto the skin once or twice a day. Or the rapid dissolve tablet, a little chalky wafer, you put it in between the cheek and the gum, you let it melt completely. Again, we're bypassing the liver, so we're not worried about liver impairment, not worried about losing any of the potency in the gut through first pass effect. That method will run about $70-ish dollars a month.
Wow.
And so those are your options for bioidenticals. It's either a pellet, a pill, which is a rapid dissolve tablet, or a cream or a gel that's topical. Other than those bioidentical options, then the synthetics are what we're left with. Mm-hmm. So those can get pretty expensive. I don't prefer synthetic hormone replacement therapy just because of the known association of increased blood clots, increased cancer risk, increased, you know, heart disease, strokes, that kind of thing. And so I just try to practice from a point of transparency and let my women know, like, this is what you have to choose from. You know, these are all of the options. These are the pros and cons with each method. These are the approximate cost with each method. And then we find what they feel like is the best fit for their lifestyle, for their budget, for their own individual, you know, like you mentioned, genetics, for their own concerns about potential family history of breast cancer or personal history right. of cancer, personal history of right. melanoma. That's another big consideration. If they've ever had melanoma, which is a very aggressive skin cancer, they should mm-hmm. never be on estrogen therapy. Right. And so there's lots of things that kind of come into that discussion as far as arriving at which method of hormone replacement is best for the individual. It's a very much a customized, tailored approach.
And that's why it's so important. I know you know this, Lacey, is to contact your healthcare provider, mm-hmm. find yeah. out what's going on in your body. Don't guess it. And then right. know the options that you have
exactly.
and choose whatever was best for you. It's just, you know, whatever category fits you, it's best. So this has been such a high level conversation. I absolutely loved all this information and knowledge that you brought to us. And I know for a fact, we as women have got to continue to get the knowledge around menopause and what's happening in our bodies. So Lacey, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of women that listen to this podcast that, you know, may want to follow you or find out where you practice. And what's the best place for someone to reach out to you?
Well, I do have a page on Facebook that is my clinic page. So Sour Lake Health and Medical. You can find me there. On Instagram, I am InTouchNP or the InTouchNP. Other than that, we service the entire state of Texas through the virtual practice, which is InTouchNP. Wow. And then I'm actually in clinic at the location that is in Sour Lake the majority of the time. So
are you able to do any hormone replacement therapy through virtual?
I can as long as they are located in Texas. Yeah. So
there
what we
do is state.
Do a brief interview intake. I'll gather health history and then I send electronic lab orders over mm-hmm. to the lab of their choice. And once I get the lab results back and review them, I do a consultation where I go through item by item on the lab work. Mm-hmm. This is what I would like for it to be, or this is where you need to be, and this is where you're at, and this is what we can do to get you where you need to be to get balance.
That's great. So all you ladies in Texas, reach out to Lacey because you don't even have to leave home to get this information and get this treatment. So, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing us all this great, amazing knowledge. And I'm so grateful for you jumping on here with us. I know you're a very busy woman and we're not going to keep you any longer, but any final words that you might have for us, Lacey?
No, just that I would definitely encourage any woman to start that conversation. You know, there's no reason to struggle or suffer in silence. This is a very common issue. And I think that we're seeing more and more that the conversations are beginning to happen. And mm-hmm. it's empowering mm-hmm. to know that there's not something wrong with me. This is something yeah. that women experience. And so definitely reach out.
That's true, because I think sometimes we feel like we're going crazy in this stage. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on?
Well, I think that is not crazy.
Yes. Well, I think that's the best advice ever. And I really, truly appreciate you jumping on with us, Lacey.
Thanks for having me, Ginger.
Oh, I feel so blessed that you came on and shared all this great knowledge. And I just know it's going to help many women make a decision on what's going on and how to treat it and just to be aware of it. So next time, bye for now. So the content that is provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only, and it's not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatments. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions that you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast. So remember, everybody's is different and we all work in different ways. What works for one person may not work for another. So before starting a new healthcare regimen or taking any supplements, medications, please just consult your healthcare provider. Thank you so much for listening to the Midlife Empress Podcast. Bye for now.